All right. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode, actually a fresh episode on the Stretch Street Podcast. Did you miss me? If you didn't, I'm hurt. But if you did, I miss you too. If you do not miss me, I don't miss you. Yeah. Anyways, welcome back. Of course, you know that things have changed around here, and I'm super excited because now with my full chest, I am here to just dish out value as much as I can. And I'm grateful for the kind of guests that are coming on the show now that are also willing to share from a place of value, knowing that their time is worth millions, right? But they're giving us part of that to share their knowledge, share their experiences so that you can leverage their experiences and knowledge to be a better version of yourself. So welcome to the Stretch Street Podcast, where I document the challenging stories of experts, of people across the world who have gone through tough situations, but somehow they found their way out. They learned life lessons. And with that life lessons, they are here to share with you today so that you can garner from those lessons and make your own life better and your journey smoother. So today on the show, I have with me my brother from another mother. Yeah. It's been a long time coming, but finally we are here. And I'm super excited to have him on board. Now, this man wears many hats. And so this is going to be the base of our conversation today. His name is Emeka Ebenuro. He's a renowned business consultant. He's a speaker. He's a trainer who specializes in artificial intelligence, right? That one is what we're going to like zoom in into. But before we do that, we're going to talk to him directly to learn or to know about his own story. He's also a marketing and automation specialist. He's Africa's premier personal branding and transformation specialist and activator. So get ready to be activated via this conversation today. As a matter of fact, before we clicked on the record to record this episode, we were talking and it's already looking like a coaching session. So I'm like, I'm not going to enjoy this coaching alone. Let me bring in my people, because that's what I've said to them, that we're going to be having raw conversations and my guests are going to be going deeper into practicalities, like action steps that they can take away from every episode that they listen to. But yes, I'm talking to Emeka Ebenuro today. As I was saying about him, he's also is an activator, and he ignites potentials and gifts in people so they can do and be much more. And that is just so fantastic because it resonates with me, resonates with what I represent, and I cannot wait to also get some of the sparks of this ignition here today. And this I just said about him is just a little out of so many other things that he does. So read the description of this. That's the show notes of this episode to read more about his bio. Without further ado, hello, Mr. Emeka. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, EJ, Ejiro, the energetic one, the really authentic one. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I know it's been a short while. We don't know this earlier, but It's better now, because I believe this is an upgraded version. This is the 2.0 or the 3.0, as you would like to call it. And I'm super honored and excited to be here.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. So I'm going to start straight away. Like, we're going deep into the conversation. Now, I see that you wear many hats. Let me start from there, because you are a communication expert. You are a branding expert. You do a lot of things. You're a speaker, you're a trainer and all of that. My first question to you is, where did you begin from, right? And how was it that you picked that particular starting point? Did you know that you were going to be all these things, or did you pick one thing and as you focused on that and grew in that, other things started to open up to you?
Okay. Thank you for that question. That's a very grand one. I love it. I would love to disappoint you. I didn't know I would be here today in the sense of having all these hats, having all these skills. All I knew was I was passionate. I would just love to express myself. And anywhere I find myself, I would just be me, which is give it all. So in the course of giving it all, I was soaking a lot. So one of my skill sets, or one of my core skill, is being a sponge. So anywhere I am, I know how to soak things in. And you realize that as children, or when you were a child, children know how to become sponges. So they get here, they can soak this culture here. They can soak mom's expression, dad's mannerism, uncle's this. And so they can soak all that. And that's what I was doing. I was just soaking it all from primary to university, to secondary to university. And one thing that kind of shaped me in the area that I think I found more expression in was art. I studied engineering, but I had a sister that studied law and was in a theater group. It was called Sit Theater 15 back then in University of Lagos. And that was the group that brought about Teju Babyface, Kofi, and all these other top KP Cypress, KP Coyote Peters, Chima, and every other top person that you've seen in entertainment in the years, they all came out from that group, Theater 15. And I used to go and see my sister rehearse. I used to go and see them do things. And sometimes I would volunteer, I would dance, I would just enjoy the process. I didn't know years down the line, it would lead me to owning a ticketing company and still contributing into the arts and selling tickets, organizing events and doing things of that nature. But my engineering background made me understand some certain things. It made me appreciate systems. It made me appreciate processes. It made me appreciate critical thinking. It made me appreciate analytical thinking and problem solving, because that was the core of what I studied in school. It was called systems engineering. But the core of it was the ability to solve problems. It was the ability to see things and find the best way to resolve it. And sometimes find the best way would lead you to research, learning other parts of engineering or learning other parts of it. So let me bring you home so that some people can understand all this. As a creator, you realize that you have multiple skills. You can write, you can sing, you can create content, you can do a podcast, you can present, you can do so many things. You can write a good email, you can do that. Now, the challenge with creators, or the challenge with a lot of people, is they think that those other skills are standalone. No, the idea of you becoming a full-grown creator is that you can put all these skills together to achieve one goal. That is the idea. The idea for you to become a good producer or an event production person is that you have knowledge in different parts of event production that you can put it all together and have a good conversation and lead a team. It's the same skill set that a project manager should have. A project manager should be knowledgeable about every area of the business, but should not be a master on every area of the business. So you don't need to be a master on anything, but you need to have enough knowledge to be able to lead, manage a team. That is what a creator should do. And that's what the creator economy is all about, the ability to create. Now, that creation would lead you to designing your own banners yourself, learning how to convert files, learning how to sell, learning how to market, learning. So it will teach you all that, but it doesn't mean that you should be distracted or follow the shiny object syndrome of thinking, oh yeah, I should be a graphic designer. No, you're not meant to be a graphic designer. You're meant to use graphic design to achieve your goal. And your goal is what you set it out to be. That is the idea of the creator economy. But we forget. So yeah, today. So I've had conversations with a lot of people. And in the course of the conversation, I get to pick a lot of things. And one of the things I realize is the lack of clarity. They don't have clarity on what they want. And because they don't have that clarity, you hear people say things like, oh, I even know how to run ads. I even know how to design. I even know how to do this. I even know. All those things are distractions. What do you want to do? Yes, they are distractions.
If I hear you clearly, it is okay to know all of these things and be aware that I know how to do this, I know how to do that, I know how to do this. But where the problem comes in is, what do I want to do with these things that I know? And how, I think one of the major problems is, okay, I want to, but how do I choose what to do with all these things I know? Or how do I choose which of these expressions to put in the forefront?
Fantastic. I love that question as well. I shared this recently and I said, if you are to write all your expressions on paper and put it on the table and you had the choice to choose only one that's, and this is the criteria, pick one that is your highest level of fulfillment, that gives you the highest number of joy, and people are willing to pay you for it. And people are willing, because you might have an expression that people are not willing to pay you for it. And people are willing to pay you for it. Put it on the table and pick it. You have 10, though not 1 minute, not 2 minutes. You have 10 seconds. It will pop out to you and you will pick one. That is the one you should put forward and use the skills of the 99 to support the one.
Wow, that in itself is a skill. Being able to pick the one and then using the others to support that one. And that is so powerful. And I love this conversation, the way we are going, because again, yes, you're a speaker, you're a trainer, you are this AI, you know, when you started your AI channel, I was like, what is this man doing? When I saw the post and the things, I said, hey, this is the kind of, what's it called now? Instagram page to save it now and be looking, you know? So I used to monitor that page a lot. In fact, when I send out emails to my mailing list, I just, guys, go and watch this video and learn something. Learn how to do this one, learn how to do that one. And it's so fantastic. So in a way, I love how you answered that question and brought out the fact that you are a player in the creator's economy. Right? And that's why you are able to have this multiple expressions, but still we know you for something. Right. So speak to people who are the same, who have this multiple expression. But one of the things, just like what we're talking about before we started to record, one of the challenges again that make people hop from, I should do the graphic designer, maybe I should just do the presentation, I should just stick with only podcast for now, I should be speaking. Of course, the truth is, at the end of the day, even for you, for example, you have established yourself. At one point, you were majorly known for the event ticketing, for example. But as you shifted at another point, now you are known as the AI expert. But in doing that, you are also a speaker, because we see you speaking at different events, both virtually and in person. So one of the things I feel make people hop from one of these expressions to the other is the reward, the incentive, which most creative don't think of in the first place. We're all stuck up on the passion. Like, I'm passionate about this. I'm passionate about this. I can do it. And, you know, when we hear coaches or people speak about, you know, do what you're passionate about. Do what, even if nobody pays you for, you will do it all your heart. And we hear that part. Exactly. Even if nobody pays me for it, I will still do it. But at the end of the day, by the time you do it 1 year, 2 years, nobody is paying. It becomes a source of frustration, right? How can they fix this?
I think that's one narrative that we need to get rid of. Don't do what you're passionate about. Do what the market wants.
Away.
Don't
fire shot fired.
Don't do
straight bullets.
Don't do what the, and that is why a lot of experts are broke. That is why a lot of experts are frustrated. That is why a lot of experts spend more money joining courses, spend more money going for programs, and do not do anything about it. That is why a lot of experts find it difficult to take action, because in their mind, the way the customer wants it, the way they should do it is already defined, and that it doesn't work that way. I'll give you an example. When I left my job in 2016, the first attempt I wanted to do was to start consulting as full-time. I was doing it part-time, doing some side hustle and everything. I wanted to do it full-time. I went as far as, partnering with someone, doing some media rounds and everything and all that. But the truth of the matter, it didn't bring any money. Why? The timing was not right. If I was to do it again, I wouldn't have gone in that approach. What I would have done is, when I knew that I wanted to go into consulting, I would have gone to work as a junior consultant for a senior consultant. So the goal is good. The strategy or the approach is wrong. So because of that, I said, okay, this is not working. What did I do? I was already doing the ticketing on the side. My brother and I started the business. So even while I was doing my 9-to-5, I already had some form of reputation and client base. So as I shifted from the consulting to the ticketing, I just started building up those relationships with people that already knew me. And gigs, business started coming. Another thing that I did was I went out. I didn't sit down and say, oh, no. I was a one-man ticketing business. I would wear my company t-shirt and I'll go for big events and stand on the side. Building reputation, people began to see the t-shirts. Subconsciously, they began to associate with it, wearing the brand colors. I was volunteering, I was doing things. So one of the ways that my break started coming was I went for an event, wore my t-shirt, was at the Hush Babies event. It's one of his early shows at Muson Center. While I was there, I saw these comedians, Funesis, Calibird, Forever. I didn't even know Forever then, but I knew Calibird. I was gisting with Calibird. And then the next year or the next edition, Calibird told me, oh yeah, my friend Funesis even wants to have an event. I've seen what you do and everything and everything. Let's meet up at XYZ place. And then we would see, as we went there, I broke down his whole event, how he was going to make money, I gave him the whole blueprint there. And that was how I got my first ticketing event for a comedy show. And yes, we remitted the money. My point is, I did not say, because I am passionate about consulting, because I spent almost 10 years in this and that, and I wanted to go that, oh, it's consulting or nothing. No. I went back and I looked at myself and I looked at the market. And I said, okay, fine, there is a gap in this market. I can go and fill that gap. And I already have some form of credibility there. And that was what I did. But while I was doing that, the true service I was providing for the comedian was consulting, not just ticket selling. Because I'll help them with their proposals. I'll help them with their whole event arrangement. I'll even try to seek funding for them with sponsors. I'll help them have meetings, negotiate with clients. I was doing end-to-end for them. And that is how we grew faster than the other person that was just strictly doing, I collect money on your behalf and I remit. So still the same strategy, but applied in a different way. As we moved up, I knew, just like every other creator, every other coach, you know that there is more to you. Pandemic hit. And then I decided, you know what? There is more to me. I can't do business. Are you telling me that my life is only tied around events and that's... No. You understand? So I dug deep again. Fortunately for me, got merged with people like Obon King, Faladro Toye, plus all the other foreign international, Russell Brunson, Grant Cardone, everybody. I soaked that all in. And one thing that I did, which everybody should do, is do not be your mentor. Be your own self. Yes, I soaked all these things in, but I wanted from day one to be me. So the version of me, which is my niche and my brand, is the intersection of all my experiences. My love for events and how I've built events, my love for media and how I've been in media for a very long time, serving in church and everything, my love for speaking and all that, putting all that together to become me. That is my own version. And when I did that, which is what a lot of creators, the mistake they make is they try to be like their coach. No, I don't do what every other person does. When I work with my clients, I craft out my own unique way of solving their problem. And one of the problems that I realize people face is they don't have systems. It is not a coaching thing. It's a system thing. If you don't have systems to check how many people are interested in my product, what is the product that they want? They might be interested in your brand, but they don't want your product. They are two different things. So your product, you might think, oh, my product is, for example, I'm a life coach. I want to be. No, That's what you think. That's not your product. Find out. How do you find? Find out from there. Maybe your product might be accountability. That's what they want from you. They know you're a life coach, but the product that they want from you maybe could be accountability. The product that they want from you could be goal setting. The product that they want from you could be overcoming imposter syndrome. The product that could be relationship. But to you, your brand is, I'm a life coach. I'm a mindset coach. But that's not the product that they want. So when you find out the product that they want, then you develop it and create offers around the product that they want. That is why in tech you hear product market fit. Product market fit means that my product is fit for the market, but I can't produce the product first. I need to know what the market wants and then create the product to fit the market. So the challenge back, like I said, is, oh, people come, oh, I'm a speaker, I'm a life coach, I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a that. It's fine. I don't do coaching programs. I teach people one-on-one, I work with them. But why? You are, most people, the average expert is filled with so much information, but they do not have systems or the right processes to execute on those information. Do you know how much money people are sitting on? Do you know how much opportunities they are sitting on? They've lost so much opportunity, they've lost so much money, because to them, their definition of the next step is to be in a group of people listening to somebody that has done it before them, and they say, oh, yeah, powerful, powerful, this is good, you know, inside. That is not what you want at this stage of your life. What you want is to sit back and create a system that would work for you, so much so that you can now bring in mentees, younger people, volunteers to run that system, and you get paid and recognized for your brilliance or genius. That is the level that a lot of people are, but they don't know.
Please, how can they know?
It's by simply telling yourself the truth and auditing yourself. Ask yourself, okay, what do I, all the things I know, what is the reciprocate value in terms of money and influence? Not just impact. Influence means that because people, I give an example, because people know that I'm involved in AI, it has made me make money from other people's courses. I have two people that I am, they are a guest creator on their course. One is a very big name, you know her. I'm a guest creator on her course, one of the bonus courses. And I've not done this once. This is three times that she has paid me to be part of it. Why? Influence. Another person, I'm a guest creator on their course. So imagine me making money from other people's products, not mine. That's influence. And that's income as well. Influence is... there's something I call the elite partnership. Influence is when an organization comes and says, I want to partner with you and I'll pay you for your expertise and you help me drive this. Influence is when an organization reaches out to you and say, you know what, let's work together. We'll pay you X amount, we'll give you this, we'll give you that, and we need you to help us move our needle to the next level. That is influence, and that's income as well. It's not, it's everything you own should not be 100% yours. If not, you don't have a brand. Your brand is not influential. You do, yes.
It's everything you do is just on you.
It's not that you don't have an influential brand.
Ooh, this is a slap.
Yes, influence is, people reach out to me. There's a one I did for a company here in the UK. It's an e-commerce company. And they reached out to me and said, Emeka, we're going to give you credit. Please create videos for us and we'll stock you up with food stuff. I created a video.
You know, I was going to say that, like, okay, I hear you about the you know, that value, exchange of value. But should it always be money? Because sometimes I feel like also it's a level thing, right? But even you're already making good money from other, that kind of partnership. But are there times that people come without the money, but still put some sort of value on the table? How do you react to that? I was going to ask you that, but it's so perfect that you said that. So how would you, what would you say to that for anybody? Because some people just kind of shudder, like, ah, no, it's money or nothing. How can they react to that?
Money to me should be the least on your ladder of value. Money to me should be the least on, you know why? I am beginning to get better at this. I can teach anybody what I've done and what's working for me. I'm in communities where people are buying houses of 500,000 to £1 million. I'm in those communities. To join this community, cost about £15,000 to join those communities. I got into that community for free because I'm exchanging value to get into that community. I am working so with brands, exchange of value, which, see, the thing about values, value is exponential. The value growth is exponential. If one person sees what you have done for a brand and they love it, the value of that to them is exponential. So it can be 10x, it can be 100x. So maybe you did it for brand A for free and brand A stocked you with their product. But brand B will see the value you have done for brand A and say, how much should we pay you to do the same for us? If you don't have a brand, if you've not built influence, if nobody is saying, come and do this, I want to give you this. You don't have a brand. No, let me tell you. You are just starting your journey. You don't have a brand. People reach out to me with different proposals. I want you to be part of my team. I want you to work on this together because I have seen what you have done and I believe you are the best person to partner with on this project. The best person to partner with in this business. Now, would all of them turn out to be good? No. But it's a testament or it's a proof
that you have influence,
that you have a good brand. That is one of the ways to measure your brand value or your brand reputation or your reputation capital. How much is it in terms of money? That is why the biggest people, they say it is net worth. This business is valued at. They don't say this rich person has 2 naira in his account. So that is a poor way of
measuring wealth.
Is the poor man that sees that money is the only way to measure wealth. The rich see value and net worth as the way to measure success. So when you partner with a brand, your net worth increases. When you do what I call elite partnerships and things like, your net worth increases. I have been part of Fela Durutoye's team. I was one of the board of trustees for Speak for Gold. I was a Speak for Gold facilitator for 5 editions, at minimum of 5 editions. Before then, in 2020, I didn't even have the money to attend Speak for Gold in the first place.
Wow.
I couldn't afford it. So I moved from someone that couldn't afford to be part of the program to become a member of the board of trustees and being a facilitator for more than 5 years. And people still remember the impact and the influence up until today. I have worked with Jimmy Tewe. I've worked with Bankole Williams. I have trained alongside Bankole Williams in banks and other places. So I know what I'm talking about when it comes to value, money, income, impact. Now, imagine me, I have letters of recommendation from everybody that I've worked with. Imagine I want to get somewhere. Am I going to show them the receipt that they paid me? Or am I going to show them the letter of recommendation and prove that I have worked with XYZ person? Now, hasn't that increased my value because of the kind of valuable people I've worked with? So your brand and the way you put influence, is how you measure it. So if you're a creator, you're an expert, you need to know how you measure what is important. Why did I get there? I didn't get there by trying to be the next Fela Durutoye. No. I didn't get there by trying to be the next Jimmy Tewe. No. I didn't get there by trying to be the next Bankole Williams. I got there by being Emeka Fire, as they call me. I got there by being myself. Do I know about sales and marketing? Yes. Do I know about this? Yes. Do I know what I'm asking? Yes. But do I say I am the... No. Why? I understand what is truly authentic to me and what my market wants. That is what is important. Now, if someone asks, oh, so why are you talking about AI? This is what people need to understand. In every era, there will be technology shift. Are you going to position yourself as an enabler of this new technology? Or are you going to wait? Why I'm pushing AI is because of my bigger agenda. The bigger agenda is still the agenda I've had forever, and it's still going to be the agenda. It's building your personal brand. That has been my agenda from day one. Check it. Every place I've spoken, it has been around branding. Why? I love AI, but in the new future, in the new economy, personal branding will be a premium product. AI will be less of a product. Why? Every other person can build an AI. Every other person will have an AI. Every other organization will have an AI, including apps, soft. Everybody's implementing AI, but can everybody be EJ? Can everybody be you? No, they cannot be you. So because they cannot be you, your presence, your brand, your influence will become the premium product. AI will just be another app on your phone. It will just be another software on your system. It's not going to be the next, I'm telling you. So people need to understand, even as I'm speaking about it, I know what I'm doing. I'm using that technology to tell you in the long run, that this is what you should truly focus on, and use this AI as an assistant. AI is an assistant to me. I'd use it to get things done faster. But what is truly, truly me is me. The challenge is so many people do not know how to truly harness them. And when they've gotten to the point that they've gotten to realization, they are not willing to pay the price.
Do the work.
They're not willing to pay the price and do the work. In my time working with Oladiro Toye, the money was not much, but the money was too much for me to afford. I got the money and my mind told me, you know this is a pandemic. It was 25,000 naira. I got someone paid me 50K. Yes. Someone paid me 50K. 50K was like the only money I had. I said, Emeka, you finally got some payment for someone that was, you did a job and they paid you. And you want to take half of that.
To go and pay for.
Have you not heard Oladiro Toye more than enough? Watch YouTube video, read his book. Don't worry, you watch the next live. And that is how people shortchange themselves. From Oladiro Toye's 25,000 naira ticket, I have made at least close to $10,000. From Oladiro Toye's 25,000 naira ticket, I have networked with people from different parts of the world. From Oladiro Toye's 25,000 naira ticket, I have been able to boost my brand because of that. People don't look at it as a long-term game. Sometimes you need to ask yourself this thing. If I invest this, what is the possibility? That's why in sales, you ask the person, this business you're about to do, what is the potential of that business? When the person sees it, the right person will say, so you mean that if the potential of this business is $500,000, and you are telling me to pay only $5,000 to get there. No, this is a good.
It's worth it.
It's worth it. But people do never look at it that way. What is the potential of the business? What is the potential of my brand? What is the potential of this transformation? When I understand the potential of this partnership, then I can now take the decision. Some people, even when they tell me, and that is why they are not growing. It's not an insult. It is not it's just the fact. It says success is at the other side of what you are avoiding to do. Some people, they are avoiding to take action. They are avoiding to commit. I was telling my wife that, see, if I knew some things, do you know one of the things I would have just done? And I was telling my friend, guy, the challenge why you are not growing fast and we are not growing fast is because we're not willing to pay somebody else to take the headache away from us. That is what the rich do. They leverage people. So if I can pay somebody else to edit my videos, do my graphics, do all these things for me, and somebody else
gives me time to do more important things.
It will give me time to do what is truly matter. And that's what, and when I watch all the, and I tell you, it is the truth. When, why are you spending time doing $1, $5 work? when your true potential is in the thousands of dollars, the millions of dollars, but you are hiding behind the truth. You do not want to do the work because to you, you are feeling, why would I pay this boy in Nigeria? 50K is 50K, not too much. 50K is nothing compared to what you can do. 100K is nothing compared to what you can do. It's because you have not seen the potential of what you are capable of. This thing I do, LinkedIn reached out to me and gave me an opportunity to be in the creator course where they will train you for 6 weeks. This thing I do, people have reached out to me and said, we need you, a perfect fit for what we want to do. On LinkedIn, they've sent me DMs. This thing I do, I've used it to build Africa's number one global summit on personal branding. It is the same. There is no other secret. The secret is the fact that you need to do what you have to do. That is the secret. And you don't need to do it yourself for it to be done. It is just the way it is. You don't need to do it yourself. Somebody else can cook the food will still be cooked. Someone can wash the clothes will still, someone can iron it, someone can clean the house. The cocoa or the matter is, the work needs to be done, but I don't have to do it.
And this is also where the AI comes in some level, where it's like, I don't have to spend 1 hour doing this when I can leverage AI to do it for 20 minutes.
Fantastic. That is why I do AI. It's not because it's just a trait. It's not a trait. It's the way of the future. With AI now, I have a short guide that it's just less than $5, and I tell people, go and use it and drop in those prompts and get your work done 100 times faster. With AI now, AI can be your trainer. AI can help you train on anything. So I can take the transcript of this video, if it's on YouTube, and I can tell AI to break down everything I'll discuss in this podcast into line items and create a to-do list of things I can do. It will do that for me. I can tell AI to convert this podcast into a newsletter. It will do that for me. I can tell AI to convert this podcast into a guide. It will do that for me. I can tell AI to convert this podcast into an ebook that I can sell. It will do that for me. It is my intellectual property. So the AI would submit to me. It will be my assistant, and I can tell it to convert all your trainings, all your podcasts. You can tell AI to create a book, a guide, a cheat sheet, anything that you want, it will create, and you tell your audience, guys, we have done run this program for XYZ time. We've compiled everything and we have so material for you. This is something I've worked so much on, and the AI will do, and you just add your own and you sell it to your community because they already know, like, and trust you. That is how you leverage AI in this creator economy.
Wow. So good. So good. And I love how this conversation has gone, because in this conversation, you shared with us some of your challenges in the first place and the challenges that other people can face when they are creatives and how they can deal with it. But to round it off, from you personally, what is highlight one major challenge you've had on your journey so far, and just, you know, distill two or three life lessons that you've learned from it.
One major challenge I've had in my journey is taking advice from poor people. I will never do that again in my life.
How do you know a poor person?
A poor person is somebody that believes things are too expensive, things are not worth it, you can get it cheaper somewhere else, it is not worth the investment, it's not worth the time. Anybody that pushes over an opportunity for growth is a poor person. There is nothing too expensive. It's about urgency and demand. If a woman that has been looking for the fruit of the womb for so long, and they tell her to take a taxi for, let's say, 10,000 naira, or let's say $500, would she say the taxi is too expensive? If they say the only way you can have a child is through IVF, would you argue and say, why would I pay $2,000 for an IVF? Forget about it. The people that tell us that the IVF is too expensive, that you go and drink herbal medicine, you have children, are the poor people in your life. Never take advice from them. Take advice from people that have done it. A woman that has done successful IVF will tell you to do it because she has done it and it has worked for her. She will never tell, it's only if she doesn't love you. She will never tell you to go and drink herbal medicine that did not work for her. Why do we keep taking advice from people that have done nothing? People that have not achieved, don't have the same level of growth and hunger as we have. They would always make you feel you're wasting your time. It is too expensive. There is nothing too expensive. Where I'm going, is it this price I'm about to pay, is it reciprocate with where I'm going? The answer is yes. There are communities that cost $15,000. The communities that cost $22,000. The communities that cost $40,000. But guess what? The members of that community are multi-millionaires. Would you rather pay $20,000 to spend week in, week out, be in a private WhatsApp group of multi-millionaires and have the opportunity to meet them at physically meet them and know them? Or would you rather go and say, no, I don't need that. I would post videos online. I will do this. I will do this challenge. I will pray. I will do that. You will never get there. I guarantee you. Why? The secret to your next level lies in humans. It's either the human is unlocking a door for you or the human is buying what you already have. So you need to know the role they play in your life. So listening to a poor person, which I used to, I will never do it again. Number two, location, location, location. Just like the first advice, the second advice boils down to location. Do not be located in a place that doesn't support your growth. It is very simple. And I've done that. I will never do it again. Location is not just physical. There are three types of location. There is the physical location, there is the mental location, and there is the virtual location. Mentally, you must be located in your mind, that place that you see yourself, you must be there. Virtually, you must be in the community, just like I said, be in the community of people that you want to be associated with. And physically, you must be located there. If they say there is a millionaire's conference, are you close to it? Or would you have to travel thousands of miles to be at that place? So you see that location is very important. In real estate, they say location is key. Everything, location is key. So you must be located in that place. So number one, don't listen to poor people. If the person has not done what you want to do or is not on the road on where you're going, don't listen to them. Even if they love you, tell them, I love you too. But you know what? For this one, you are not there yet. So please leave me. We'll talk about some other things. Number two, you must be located in the right. Your location must be key. Your positioning must be key. So mentally, you must be there. Virtually, which is if I must be in the community, attend events and all that, network with the right people. And physically, you must be there. So if you must go for networking events or be in the right, maybe this could be a country, a city, a town, make sure that you are there. And finally, the last thing is action. The rich take action fast. They don't overthink things. They don't over deliberate things. You know why? Because they want to fail and fail fast. If they failed today, they would have learned today. But we will postpone our failure.
Our failure.
2025 and go and fail in 2025, then we will now say it did not work. It's a lie. It works. Adverts work. Doing advert work. Podcast work. Newsletter works. Everything works. But you haven't found the secret of how it will make it work for you. If it doesn't work, it will not be in business. Blog still works. But everything works, but you haven't found it. So you need to discipline yourself and tell yourself the truth. Let me take action and take action fast so that I can learn fast. So if the action means, obviously, the action will always require two things. Your time, three things. Your time, your money, and obviously other people's time and money. So you have to leverage on yourself. So I need to put in the work. Two, I need to put in the money. And three, I need to leverage people that can get this thing done for me. So those are three things. So for me, those are three things. I'll never take advice from poor people. If I see you drive a Range Rover, you'll be my friend because I want to buy a Range Rover. I will not go to somebody that drives a Peugeot to go and ask him about a Range Rover. He doesn't have any idea of Range Rover. So that's number one. Number two, location is important. If they say, I'm in the UK, London is the capital of financial capital of the UK. So you need to be around there. And even if you're in other parts of the UK, you need to be at the center of where
something
happening.
Yeah. Mm.
So in where I am, we have some startups and tech hubs. I attend those events because location is key.
It's key.
Number three, take action fast. Every investment is an investment. If you invest on sleep, it is an investment. If you invest on doing nothing, it's an investment. So
you reap your dividend.
Reward of doing nothing. Or the person will reap the reward of doing something. So take action. And action requires that you spend money, you put yourself involved and take all the responsibility and you leverage people. I hope that has been helpful.
Wow. Super duper helpful. Thank you so very much. Like, you made my day. I am super excited that I started this next level of the podcast with you because this is such a solid foundation for anyone. Yes, we've spoken specifically to creators, but I think this is applicable to anyone in any sphere of life because this is just so powerful, very direct, very straight to the point, gun fired like shots. If you are wounded, please treat yourself and take action because that is where the transformation is, right? That's where the change would come. And honestly, you're not alone. Shots were fired at me too, but I'll take it with my chest because I need change and I need transformation and it's only action that can bring about it. I can have all the beautiful ideas in the world. Like right now, I'm tired and weary of people who have ideas. Like once you give me an idea, I will say, we have a conversation and you talk about an idea. I'm like, oh, fantastic. And then the next time we are meeting, you're talking about another idea. Meanwhile, you've not implemented on the first idea. I'm like, I beg. I know I'm not interested because what is this? How many ideas are we going to have? Let's start. If we start on one and a fresh one comes in, then we can say, okay, fine. Let's build this one and then we'll... But you don't just bring idea. Yeah. Turn to ideology.
Yeah, the idea bank.
Well, unless that is your expertise, if you can build a business around it, then fantastic. So you become an idea bank. So people come to you for ideas, consultation. So you consult for people and you give them ideas and those ideas work. Like you have the blueprint and you give it to them. I think some people should actually think of doing that rather than just giving people idea. And you yourself, you've not taken one step towards any of your ideas before. Honestly, we need to talk about that on another podcast. But thank you so very much, Emeka. This has been fantastic. I kid you not. My heart is so filled with joy. God bless you. God increase you in knowledge and understanding. Thank you for sharing so powerfully and from your heart. God bless you so much. If people want to connect with you, how do they do that? Of course, I'm going to leave all your links in the description, but you can just say it again for those who would like to listen.
Yes. Thank you so much, EJ. If you like to connect with me or work with me, you can reach out to me on Instagram because I know Instagram is one. Social media is on the easiest way, little barrier to entry. So you can reach out to me on Instagram. You can send me a DM at Emeka Ebeniro. That's EmekaEbeniro. So you can reach out to me on Instagram. The same is on Twitter. The same is on YouTube. You can reach out to me and I'll definitely love to work with you. So if you are the type that is really willing and ready to get to the next level and put in systems, not just, I don't do coaching programs. I don't do all that. No, I'm not. You can get the coaching from somebody else. But when you've gotten the knowledge and you're like, okay, Emeka, I know what I want to do, or I have an idea of what I want to do, but I need the right systems. I'm your guy. So I don't, you can go to someone else for the coaching and all
that.
Yeah,
you can come for me to coaching, no problem.
But when you're ready to put in the systems, why am I different? Because I'll audit it, I'll use numbers, I'll ask you questions. This thing you want to do, how many people, I've shown interest. That is how we'll build it together. So that's something that we can do together.
Fantastic. Thank you so very much. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today. God bless you. All right, guys. So this is it. I hope you've got value. Please reach out back to me at stretchstreetpod@gmail.com if you have questions or you want to give your own suggestions. Actually, you can also be a part of the show. So if you send me maybe voice notes or send me a letter or something, I am going to ensure that it is involved or it is included in the next episode or in one of the episodes. So please do not be afraid to reach out, share your mind. If you heard anything that you're like, you don't agree with, feel free to let me know. And we can even have or start another conversation around that. Until I come your way again next time with another fantastic guest, this is the Energetic EJ, and this is the Stretch Street Podcast. See you next time. Bye-bye.